December 25, 1932, the birth of the infant Jesus was universal. He was born in all and in each one. How to keep us safe? He came to cover us with the garment of his humanity. Example of the Son. My abandonment in the fiat continues, and today being Christmas, I spent all night without seeing my celestial baby, and I felt a crack in my heart without he who forms my life and my all. Ah! To live without him is living as if one had no life, tortured, without strength, without support, that forms the most terrible of deaths for the my poor and little soul. And between anxieties and fears, I prayed the supreme volition that it would reveal to me he who loved me and who formed my hard martyrdom. So, in the meantime, my mind remained as enraptured by an immense light that filled heaven and earth, and oh wonder! I saw the little divine baby reborn in every created thing, in every heart and everything little infant Jesus multiplied, belocated, reborn in an infinite way, in all and in each one, such that all have the good of feeling the celestial baby born in them. Oh! How beautiful it was to see him tiny, tiny, in the sun, in the stars, in all the elements, in all creatures, that everything extolled and had the great honor, the immense good of his being reborn in each one, and of possessing as their own the sweet pledge of baby Jesus. Then between wonder and amazement, I saw that he whom I sought with so many sighs and anxieties, was also born in me. And I clasped him strongly, strongly in my arms, and he let me do it. Rather, he enjoyed that I was doing it, and all tenderness he told me, my daughter, love me, love me. I am born to love and to be loved, and in order to act as God, my birth was universal. I would not have done as God if I had not been reborn in an universal way, in a way that everyone can say with deeds, the celestial infant was born for me. He is mine, and this is so true that I already possess him. My love would remain hindered if I could not be born in everyone. My power limited, my immensity restricted, if my birth was not universal. And it is no wonder, as my divinity filled the heavens and earth, thus incorporating itself in my little humanity, it multiplied it and belocated it in such a way as to make me be born in all and in each one. There are divine and infinite ways that we have, that everything must take the good that we do, and be pregnant with our works. Even more, when I descended from heaven to earth, I wanted to take human flesh in order to completely glorify the celestial Father, to supply for everything that man had not done. This is why he wanted my little humanity also reborn in all created things, because man had not given us the glory, the exchange of love for having created a heaven, a sun, and so many other things. And my humanity being reborn in them, glorified my celestial Father completely for the whole work of creation. Man, by rejecting my divine will, was made powerless in everything, and I came to be his Savior, Repairer, Glorifier, Defender, and I covered him within the garment of my humanity, in order to keep him safe. And I answer to my celestial Father for him in everything. So much was my love that my divinity was able to give an outpouring to my love, that it brought me to being born in every heart and in all things. This is so true, that the first ones to recognize me and to extol me were created things, because feeling my birth in themselves, they exulted with joy and made feast for me. But do you know who are those who make feast for me in the birth in their hearts? Those who possess my divine will. These have immediately noticed that I am born in their hearts, and they make perennial feast for me. On the other hand, the others make me cry, they give me sorrow, and with sin they prepare for me a knife to either wound me or kill me. After this I remained all immersed in his love and the moving scene of the birth of the celestial baby, so universal and in everyone. He made me understand who knows how many things, but I believe that it is better to pass over them in silence, because not knowing how to say them well, I would blunder. So in order to make a feast for the celestial infant, I abandoned myself completely in the divine will. And he, returning again but so attractive, with a beauty so rare that one does not find another similar, and enclosing himself in my heart, O love, as a place of his birth, repeated in me his infantile wailings, loving moans, and repeated sobbings. Oh! How moving it was to see him now crying, now sobbing. He made the first entrance of being reborn in each one and in all with the weapons of his tears, with the stratagems of his sobbing, with the prayers of his wailings. With this he made himself in rapture, and by way of enrapturing, with the strength of a god that he possessed, he entered into hearts in order to form his rebirth anew. Oh! The heavens bow down, and together with me love and adore the celestial infant. But while my mind was lost in a mystery so great, the sweet little baby, between tears and sobbings, mixed with a celestial attitude of appeal, added, Blessed daughter, my birth was not only universal, because as God I cannot do differently. I found myself in the condition of the sun, that whether they want it or they do not want it, all created things, all creation, and all creatures, must receive its light, its heat. From up high, descending with my empire of light and with my supremacy that I possess over everything and everyone, it seems that the sun says in its muteness, but stronger than if it could speak, whether you receive me with love, or I invest you with the rights that I possess to give you light, if you do not want to receive me, I will surround you on all sides in a way that you cannot escape from my light, and I will have the great glory that I have given my light to everyone. The sun is a symbol of my birth, because it too is reborn in all days for each and everyone. And I am not only born in a universal way, but I make an invasion when I am reborn. I am not only reborn in hearts, but I invade the mind with my thoughts, the eyes with my tears, the voice with my whimperings, in such a way that I make the universal invasion of all creatures. I take her from all sides, such that she cannot escape from me. If they receive me with love, my life not only is born in them, but it grows in a surprising way. If, then, they do not receive me with love, I am born in them with my rights of God that I possess, but I do not grow in them. I remain tiny and alone, and I change to being reserved, waiting who knows, with my weeping and tears they may be induced to love me, and if this does not happen, my life changes into justice for them. And oh! How my little heart agonizes to see my birth all love, changed into justice for the poor creature. So, since I am already born in you, give me the good of making me grow, so you will change my tears and my weeping into joys. Fiat.